The bald eagle population is at a record high in Massachusetts, and it turns out this is a great time of year to get a glimpse.
Here it is. No, it's on the ground. Here, have a look.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's so clear.
That is so cool.
You see him?
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to see him closer, though.
Those are some bird watchers spotting an eagle on a recent exhibition by the Massachusetts Audubon Society in Newburyport. WBUR's Liz Gillis went along on that trip and joins us now. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Bob.
So I know there are some bald eagles in my neck of the woods out in central Mass. I've actually seen one, but apparently the population is growing in lots of places. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. So it's actually growing all over the state. The Quabbin Reservoir and the Connecticut River, that's actually where they were reintroduced back in the 1980s. But now they're turning up all over the state. They're turning up along the Merrimack and as far east as the Charles River, for example.
You've written that the rebound of the bald eagle is a conservation success story, as there were almost no bald eagles left around here.
Yeah. So historically, eagles used to be all over Massachusetts. We're pretty sure they were nesting across the state. But bald eagles were hunted and their habitat was destroyed with deforestation, with water pollution. And the last recorded nesting pair in Massachusetts was actually in 1905. This wasn't just a problem in Massachusetts, Bob. Bald eagles were hunted and their habitat was destroyed all across the country. And the straw that really broke the camel's back was DDT, which is a pesticide. And that was used in the United States in the 1940s. And it ended up getting into the eagles' food supply. And that weakened the birds' eggs.
So what happened after that, Liz?
Well, so Massachusetts was one of the first states to try reintroducing bald eagles right along the Quabbin Reservoir. And I spoke with the Massachusetts state ornithologist, Andrew Vitz, to get the lowdown on exactly how they did this.
Bringing in chicks from a nest, most of these came in from Canada, putting them in these fake nests right on the Quabbin Reservoir. 41 chicks were brought in from 1982 to 1988. In 1989, we had our first wild chicks born in Massachusetts, and the numbers have been increasing ever since then.
So, Liz, as we said at the start, you actually went bird watching along the Merrimack River. Did you see eagles yourself?
Yeah, I actually saw at least three myself, and the last few were probably the most exciting. We'd been bird watching for over 2 hours when one of our group guides, David Weaver, spotted an eagle in the sky just above the tree line.
We're seeing a young bald eagle that is soaring just above the trees across the river, and from what we can tell on its plumage, it appears to be either a second or third year bird. It's obviously on the hunt, looking. What's this, another? Here's another one, just below the tree line going right. Darker, going right, but very slow, wing beat.
Any good tips on spotting an eagle? What do they say?
So I actually learned a lot when I was out bird watching with this group. The first thing was that these eagles that we saw, they didn't necessarily look the way that I picture a bald eagle. And I learned that not all bald eagles are going to have that perfect white head and brown body. It actually takes 4 to 5 years for an eagle to mature to get that kind of coloring. So you might think you're looking at a hawk when you see this kind of speckled brown raptor, but it might actually be an immature bald eagle.
And what about the numbers? How many eagles are out there today, do they think?
As of last year, there were a total of 68 territorial nesting pairs in Massachusetts. That's the highest ever recorded. And come the spring, the state is really going to be calculating that total number of nests that are in use. And that's when they say that people looking out for eagles can really help them out. If you see an eagle or especially a nest, Bob, Mass Wildlife wants to hear about it. They want to know so they can go out and see if there's a potential for tagging and tracking those birds.
Well, good luck to all you eagle lookers out there. And Liz, thanks a lot. Sounds like you had fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, Bob.
Liz Gillis is WBUR's social media producer. She's posted some videos of eagles in Massachusetts at our website, WBUR.org.